Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Air Brand Podcast. I know it has been a minute. Well, probably longer than that. But, you know, things happen. I took a little break. Like I said, supposed to be guest stars. I reached out to some people and we're going to have them lined up, you know. As long as the schedule is right, you know, I don't want to force nothing. But, yeah. That's really what that's been. I've been writing more. I had to take a break from writing as well. But I've been writing more and I'm close to having one chapter done. Like I'm in the middle of the book and stuff. Not the climax, nothing, but in the middle. I'm getting all the middle stuff. I already have the ending and stuff planned out. I've been had that planned out. But I'm just trying to get the middle, you know. Yeah. Can't make a sandwich without, you know, the stuff in the middle. So I'm trying to get that correct because, you know, it could be the beginning could be good and then the middle is trash. So it's like, I don't want to read that. Like, he took all this time, yeah, writing this and it's not good. It's not written well. So, but yeah. So, welcome back to the Air Brand Podcast. This is Season 4, Episode 11. And to continue the eating season, as usual, the title of this episode is called Farming. And why is it called Farming? Because I feel like everyone is in a harvest. Because I feel like you have to harvest after you plant a seed in your own life and something you're working towards. You got to be able to put in the work. Constantly and consistently. Like for me, for example, you know, I took a break with certain things, but that doesn't mean I wasn't working on other things as well that, you know, and like I said before, I put stuff to the side sometimes and sometimes you gotta work on other areas to, like, I guess fine tune those areas so you can go back and rework these other areas as well. So I feel like that's what I've been doing to make the best version of myself, honestly, and just see a greater outcome. Because if you don't put in the work, like, what type of result do you really think you're going to get? Especially if you go to the gym. Like, you're going there for a reason. So if you're working on these things in your life and different multitudes, what is your end game? So you got to put the work in. You planted this seed for a reason, so I feel like anybody will want to see it grow and the fruit that is bearing from that, and your fruit yourself, honestly, your fruit in someone else's life. And that's why I feel like if I'm not able to motivate myself, I can't motivate others. So that's another reason why I took a break. So, you know, and of course, we still over there doing the Blurry Mountain Podcast. Been doing that still. So you still could still be seeing me, honestly, just not up here, but I'm back now. So you'll see me up here as well. So we're back at it, baby. But yeah, back to farming. Honestly, I wouldn't say you have to get down and dirty. Sometimes you might be down in the dumps and you got to climb out of that mental state that you're having. Or, you know, whatever you're going through could be affecting you more mentally. So you got to be able to get out of dirt and climb up to what success looks like to you. And like for me, like, it's finishing my book in hopefully by December. That's the plan. And that's trying to continuously write, like, on the days that I said, like 4:25 each time around this time. It might have to change to a different time, but long as I'm still writing my book, the work we put in with the group podcast, Blurry Beyond. Like, but if I'm not doing things like that, I could be doing stuff for the YouTube, the TikToks, because I haven't posted TikToks in a while. I posted some yesterday. I've been a hiatus on that as well. And the gaming TikToks is a whole nother ball game, because you got to get the clips together, and it's like making comps is crazy. So that, I don't know when I'm going to make another one for that. It's going to be a while. But yeah, like, you got to be able to put the work in and what you're doing and realize what you're doing. And sometimes, like I said, you got to work on your mental state. Are you mentally prepared for these things that you're working towards? Like I say, I'm a hopeless romantic. Like, for example, I ain't going to speak too much on it, but I had came in contact with somebody, and like, we went to college together, which is crazy. And I used to see them here and there, you know. I think I tried, but I'm not sure. But like, now it's like in the back of my mind, like, could I have even overlooked or, you know, passed by the person, you know, maybe I could have been spending the rest of my life with, or like I could have been building something with. And that don't too much dwell on my mind, but it has. But it's like, oh, wow. But I still have to focus on the things that I'm working on, because I won't say that's a distraction, but it's like, it'll knock you off your path if I tend to dwell on that. If you tend to dwell on things, you tend to lose focus on the things that you're building or even working towards. That's why we even set goals. Sometimes even short-term goals, those are the small wins. We got to figure out, like, what exactly are we doing? And would we allow anybody to set us astray or lead us astray? Like, how good is your focus with these things? Can you easily get off topic? I know I have sometimes. Like, but it's just simple tasks like that, like we have in our life. Like I asked that question, do you want to move hills or mountains? But if like a simple short-term goal or a small task is giving you the run for your money, it's time to go back to the drawing board and like regroup, because you might need to reassess everything that you've been doing or plan to do, because if you're struggling with that, you're going to have a hard time trying to move mountains or even a long-term goal. And I have done that. I've done that, like when I was younger and stuff, like even in college, like, so I have to readjust. And the drawing board could be your vision board. You might have to take some things off of that, but I wouldn't say give up on your dream that's on your vision board. I wouldn't do that. Like some dream job, dream career, I wouldn't take that off. It's something else. It's like a stepping stone to get there. You might have to reassess that and just reevaluate the whole situation of what you're planning to do to get there. And I know that more than anybody, you know. Like, I finally feel free, like, honestly. And I, like, for example, like, what is it? I'm free of people. Like, people that have, like, I guess fake friends, or even people that, like, you thought, like, was close to you or something. Like, I'm free of them, honestly. And I feel like when you're harvesting, you gotta get rid of the bad weeds. That's going to stop your growth. That's a big hindrance on you and on your life and your progress. So I'm free of that. Like, you know, free of, like, a hindrance on my mind and my body. Honestly. And I'm just looking for brighter days, honestly. And I don't know too much about farming, but I, you know, like, you gotta pour life into things, really with water. Are you pouring it into your own life? Because how can you pour into somebody else's life? And are you allowing others to pour into your life as well? Because you don't know everything at all. You don't. And a lot of people act like they know everything, but they do not. So, like, I wouldn't say allow people to use you, but, like, allow them to guide you, honestly. Allow them to guide you. Sometimes you can guide people. Like, sometimes some of these episodes I've done probably help guide somebody in the right direction. Like they said, let the spirit use you. Like, that's a better example, honestly. So, what exactly does that look like? Actually, just being an actual good person. In somebody's life, a good friend, and actually being a reliable friend, too. Like, I know that's hard, because you're dealing with your own stuff. There's people I haven't even talked to, not even on some, like, oh, I got some ill will, or I don't trust them no more, or something. Like, I'm bad at keeping in touch with people. Like, you'll hear from me here and there, honestly, unless you, like, you know, you're part of my podcast group, or, like, I don't know. Like, we actually talk on a consistent basis, and that's hard. Like, because, like I said, I like people, and I don't like people. Like, I like being around people, but not all the time. I got to recharge, you know? And I don't know. Maybe with me saying that, it's like, oh, so he's not allowing people to pour into him, and he's not allowing himself to pour into people. No, not necessarily. Like, I don't feel like I'm blocking anything. Like, I do be around people. Like, but it's like, if you're somebody like that, you understand that more than others, because you probably don't like being around everybody neither. Like, I don't like being around a whole bunch of group of people anyway. And so, some people try to steal your energy. Honestly, they do. They try to steal your energy. Like, they see your high spirit. Like, and you went, and it's not necessarily, like, sometimes your body language don't show it, or your facial appearance does not show it. But people do try to steal your energy. They feel your vibrations, or they can tell, and they just, like, try to latch onto that and try to uplift themselves. Some people do it in a good way. Some people do it in a bad way. Some people do it in a good way, as in, they want to have that type of spirit that you have, too. So it's uplifting to them. Like, they want to be around you. Then other people try to steal it because they want that type of energy, but they don't want you to have it either. So they want to have your energy and be the only one to be like that. So their spirits can be high for that, for momentarily. So it's just like a, you know, a high spirit at the time. They feeding off your energy. And those are the type of people that you have to remove. You don't need to be around them at all. That's stopping your growth. And that's not necessarily stopping people from pouring into your life. That's stopping people from, like, messing with your soul and, like, your soul. So, like, nah. I gotta charge my computer. Ain't that something? Every time, boy. And I realized that when I was recording, but, you know. But, yeah. To put it in better perspective, this episode, you know, get you a little caught up with me in my life a little bit. But I had to have to tell everything. But, you know. You got to plow the fields. If you have to plant another seed, like, you might not have had the faith to believe in yourself or motivate yourself, but somebody did. Somebody believes in you at the end of the day. Somebody sees your hard work. Somebody sees that you're trying. It just is for you to not to give up and like push through, follow through. Look at yourself as you're beginning to sprout. You're slowly climbing, like you're almost there. So do not give up. Believe that you can achieve the thing that you've been longing for. Whatever it is. You just got to trust and believe. Trust and believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you got to have faith in something. Hopefully you believe in yourself that you can do some things, but I don't know. Some things you can't do without God, a lot of things. But, you know, try to be great in everything you do. There's an old quote of mine that came with a long time ago. And, of course, this shirt, great. Generally requiring excellence all the time. And that's with everything. You ain't even half-stepping. You ain't doing things halfway. You're putting your all into it, no matter what. Because if you leave every stone unturned, like, what else is it for you to prove? You gave it your all. You put in every ounce in your being into something. So, go out there. Hopefully you're still out there. Going strong to what you believe, what you're working towards, them goals. You're checking them off, you know. So, this has been the Air Brand Podcast. I'm Jay Air. You can check me out on Instagram, Jay Air to the Throne. TikTok, Relatable Nostalgia. Check me out with my bros, the Blurred Beyond Podcast. On Space Ranger Gaming as well. And the other gaming channel is 90210 Gaming. And mine is Air Gaming. Y'all be blessed. And I'm happy to be back.